Many of you might know what an epiphany is. Not just the liturgical day. An epiphany is a great realization, a great revelation, a great insight, a great turning point, something that just is a massive, flashing, brilliant, psychological insight change. And sometimes they hurt, you know. You ever had epiphanies about yourself that change your life from that point forward because you really don't like what you realize? Well, I want to share with you one of the more sadder epiphanies that many of us go through. Not all of us, but it's very common. It happens at some point, usually in our late teens and in our 20s. Very, very uncomfortable revelation. It's an insight you maybe wish you didn't have, but it thrusts itself upon you with enough relentlessness that you can't ignore it. Many, many years ago, I was probably 19. I was playing the organ in a supper club. And routinely, the folks afterwards, the people that managed the club or the folks who waited on tables after everything closed down, you know, last call was at 2 o'clock, and at 2:30, everybody's out of there. We go out for breakfast. We go out somewhere and have breakfast. We're all wide awake. And I remember going out to breakfast with the manager of the restaurant, her daughter, and the manager's boyfriend. Sitting there and watching him and the way he conducted himself and the way he acted and the way he talked. And I remember thinking, this guy's pretty immature. Now, at the time, he was in his 40s. I thought, well, first of all, I thought that's an old man. I was 19, you're in your 40s, what are you still doing alive? And it hit me as I drove home up I-77. All grown-ups are not grown up. Now, call me naive. Say, well, you should have known that. Come on, you're 13 years old, you're fighting with your mom and dad, you don't agree with them. But no, I had a rather rosy view of grown-ups. That as you get older, you get more mature, and your judgments gets better, and you act better, and you're nicer and kinder and more moral, and I knew that wasn't true in my head, but I don't know what it was about him that brought home to me the reality, the much broader reality that being grown up doesn't mean you're grown up. That revelation in and of itself wasn't so earth-shattering. This is the one, springing off of that one, that really hurts an awful lot of folk. The revelation that your mom or your dad isn't the person you thought. That as a child, you saw them through childlike eyes, glowing eyes, gave them the benefit of their gods, earthly gods. And that was okay. You lived with that reality for many, 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 many years. And even during the times you fought with them as a teenager, you still saw them as mom and dad, and they're strong, and they'll take care of you, and they'll know what to do if there's a tough situation. They'll know what to do. You can maybe talk to them. Or even if you couldn't talk to them, you just felt secure. They'll handle things. That's what grown-ups are for. And then, over time, for some, all at once for others, you recognize, gee, this person doesn't have the maturity I thought they did. This person isn't anywhere near as moral as I thought they were. This person's a lot more insecure. A lot more insecure than I thought. And that hurts. Because you don't want to think less of your mom or your dad. But yet, there is a certain reality. I don't have time to get into the ancillary issue, which is be careful because your perceptions may not be accurate. A lot of us are much harder on our parents than we need to be, and we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm talking about just kind of a level-headed, sad understanding that the person that you thought was your mom or your dad, and all of the ways that you viewed their personality and their morals and their personhood, aren't necessarily so. And that revelation, that epiphany, I take it beyond a revelation, it's epiphany. It takes some time to digest. Most people do. And then they come up with a more grown-up view of their parents. Still loving them, but recognizing that the days of childhood adulation are gone. And there's a certain sadness to that, too, isn't there? I can't look at things as easily and as comfortably and as positively as I did younger. Reality keeps hitting me in the head. Your dad, who you thought was the best parent in the whole world when you were a kid, and you watch him interacting with your kid and you realize his discipline's terrible. Or he's permissive or erratic. Maybe you didn't see that so much when you were a kid. Excuse me. Don't have a sneeze button here. There's God punishing me for talking about dance. But you see it now. And you can say, yeah, well, people change as they get older. He could have been one way when he was younger and one way when he's older. That's true. But maybe it hits you that that wasn't the way it was, that the way you saw him when he was younger was through the eyes of a kid. Let me say this about that kind of epiphany. That epiphany will make us grow up. Because that epiphany will make us love and respect, I hope, the people that are now human in our eyes, with all of their faults and their warts and their failings and their inconsistencies and their struggle to find God. We now see who they are, and we are called to love them and honor them anyway. It certainly is a lot easier to love someone whom in your eyes is a God. It's a lot harder to love and respect and honor someone with all of their maybe horrific faults and failings. That's a lot tougher.